with Father's Day with his family and enjoying what needs to be done. First of all, those that are here, don't take it as a common thing. Embrace it. Know that you're here because God brought you here. He brought you here because he cares for you and loves you deeply. He wants to bless you beyond measure. He wants to open up those doors that no man can open. And he wants to close those doors that tend to bring problems into our lives. And we need to understand that. God has gone before us and he is preparing a way. And if we can really have that inside of us, we can just sit peacefully knowing that everything's going to be okay. I know that our lives are going to change. Where we're at today, okay, don't think it's going to get worse. It's going to get better. Where we're at today, it's going to get better. What's in your mind? Oh, it's going to get worse. Oh, nothing's happening. This is what we were trying to say before. Darkness, powers, principalities, they enter the mind. They're constantly entering the mind. They're accuser of the brethren. They're constantly bringing accusations and accusing. We need to learn how to separate the mind from the heart. The problem today is, and I know, before my life was changed, for one, I want to give honor to my father. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. To my Father in heaven, Happy Father's Day. And I want to gratefully say that with all my heart. He's done something tremendous in my life, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I had privileges of meeting many people just the other day that knew me before my life was changed. And they were even a little amazed and shocked. And they've heard about it, but they haven't seen me. And then they saw me and they were like, oh my goodness, it's true. With that being said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the power of the gospel. It has brought my life to a place of peace, joy, and happiness that I cannot explain. Prior to that, my mind took captivity of my life. I had things. I had money. I had more money than you guys had. I guarantee it. I was a self-made millionaire. With that being said, my mind was still destroying me. I was depressed. I didn't know why. I was sick. I didn't understand why. I didn't feel good. I had people all around me, partying, everything, laughing, having a good time. But inside, I was rotten. I was rotting inside until he touched me. He touched me and delivered me and set me free. And that's why I say Happy Father's Day. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my inner being inside of me. And I'm devoted to the call, no matter what. And this truth has to be told. Some people aren't tormented as others. If you saw me, you wouldn't think I was tormented as I was. And even then, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't think I needed this message. I didn't think I needed God. For me to go to church, forget about it. I wasn't walking into a church, no way, no how. I'll deal with it. I'll fight it. I can handle it. And I'll tell you what, I was on the verge of suicide and I couldn't handle it. I was lying to myself, trying to be strong, and I couldn't do it. I needed deliverance. I needed a touch I needed God to come into my life and change what I knew or what I thought. I'm sharing this because I know that there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't want to, or who thought like I did, who thought my way, that I can deal with this. You know, I look at some people and I look inside them, and I do have gifts. I'll tell you, you can't hide from me. I can see. But I will never condemn or judge anyone directly. But I will tell you, there are some people who just feel as though they can do it on their own. And I say, okay, you'll have your time. He'll draw you back, maybe not now. There is a time and a place for everyone. You may want, you know, God may touch your life in a really special way. And you may want to share this and help others. But it may not be their time. You just got to let them go. It may not be their time. But God loves them. And I'm not saying that he'll never do anything with that person, but it may be later on in the, down the road. Somehow, somewhere. I believe all are called. Everybody. But few are chosen. And I think that chosen end of it is when you become one with the truth. When you begin to realize that you do need it. Somehow, some way. The Bible says, you know, what is there a need for a preacher? But it gives an explanation. If they don't hear, they don't know. They need to hear it. They need to hear it. The word is powerful, and it has, it's like a two-edged sword. So what I'm saying is, don't give up. Always direct them. Say, listen, try giving it to God. Try following him. Hey, here's a ministry with a CD. Listen to it. Don't give up. Don't give up. But if we can begin to allow people to be able to know that you can have a better life. Like, I look at some individuals, and let's take myself, because I can't get in trouble if I talk about myself, right? So, I have peace. I'm happy. I'm content now. God touched me. I don't need to do this. I don't need to speak or preach or declare, put myself in a position to where I feel obligated in one way or another. I don't have to. But I will tell you this. I do it because he touched me. And I feel indebted to him. He changed my life. He is giving me my peace. He is giving me my joy. He is giving me these things. Pastor Sam said something earlier. Go back to the basics, the five fingers on your hands. You know, thank God for five fingers on your hands. What tends to happen is people receive blessings in their lives. People receive something better than what they had in the past, and they tend to forget. They tend to forget. They tend to forget what God did for them. Well, you know, I studied hard. Really? You're going to take all the credit? Well, I went in this direction, or I went in that direction, or I got a better job. And they use all these things as if they were the ones that advanced them through life. But the reality is, God allowed you to advance through life. He's the one that gave you the roof over your head. He's the one who gave you the paycheck. He's the one who gave you the food on the table. He's the one who provided. God is the one who gives, and God is the one who takes away. But we don't really understand that mystery. My job is, Because in the beginning, I used to feel like I had to convince an individual this message. And I realized you can't convince or make anybody do anything. The best thing to do is be an example. Let people see your life. Live your life in that holiness that Pastor Tim was talking about earlier. Following your heart, unconditional. Forget about what other people think, because even Pastor Sam said the same thing. We need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And what really does that mean, working out your own salvation? Well, for one, salvation is being free from sin and death. Okay, I'm going to work out my salvation. I'm going to cut my thoughts off. I'm going to think. I need to think. You know, I'm a thinker. I'm a deep thinker. I meditate on these things. On the good things, though. On the things that are noble. The things that are going to be, you know, beneficial. I don't meditate on the negatives. Is there a lot of nag factors in my life? Yes, but I don't dwell on them. And then I make a point to do something about them. I don't let them sit there and buzz around my face all day. I get the bug spray and spray them. We need to begin to understand life. And at the same time, I realize you can lead someone to the water, but you can't make anybody drink. You know, my desire is for someone to take the sincerity coming out of us, coming out of me, and seeing the passion and the example of the gospel. That's all I can hope for. And then at the same time, make sure that I'm obedient to him. One thing that Jesus the prophet said was, I only do what the Father tells me to do, and I only say what the Father tells me to say. But yet he went all around the land, healing all who were sick and, you know, ministering to everyone and even going against, you know, the laws and everything of what was going on. You can't do that and you can't do this. You can't eat on the Sabbath day and you can't do all those. He really didn't care. He didn't care what anybody thought or said or what. He just followed the commandments and the laws that was on his heart. He spoke what was on his heart, and he lived what was on his heart. And that's what we're trying to bring across here for you, so that you can begin to have doors open up. Do you know, when we get conformed to the world, we don't stand out. We're not a light. But when you conform to what's inside of you, you become a beacon light. You stand out. You want to stand out? Follow this, and you will be a leader. You want to stand out? Follow this. Speak from your heart, because I'm going to tell you, you'll be a light, and people will see you and be attracted to the light. They brought up lighthouses. How many people know what a lighthouse is? And what were they do? What were they there for? To guide the ship. To bring them in. Think about it. Are you a lighthouse? Are you that light to bring in those that are lost? How about just to bring opportunity into your own life? I look at it this way. If I'm shining bright, opportunity is going to be drawn to me. The things that I want are going to be drawn to me. Now, my ship could be out there pretty far, but it sees the light. And that light is going to draw it in. Every want, every desire, every need, every passion, everything that is inside of me is out there on the ship, waiting to come in. Is your light out? If you're light out, that ship can't come in. And then you can sit there and complain all day about it. Or you can spark the light. Follow the heart. Because as soon as you start making agreement with this inside and cut off all the negativity that is in your head, cut it off, because this puts out the light. This negativity thought pattern in your head cuts the light out. But if you can cut this off, all of a sudden this light begins to get brighter and brighter and brighter. And the more you let that light shine inside of you, your ships start coming in. Those ships that are out there lost, looking for you, looking for that opportunity. God laid them all out. Your life is laid out. What's not drawing it in is the light inside. I wish you could see everything is real. Everything is alive. And it needs the path. It needs a path. And you're that path to bring those things in. Now listen, I've done things in my life with my head. And I brought things in on my own. Didn't work out for me. Didn't work out. How many of us brought things in on our own and didn't work out? How about this? How many have broken away from things in their life that didn't work out? You did it with your head. I'm just going to let you know. You did it with your head. Now, we know in this place, God allows it all to happen. But it still doesn't mean that we didn't do it with our head. You see? I always say this. If the light brings it in, it's forever. It never dies. It never breaks away. It lasts forever and ever and ever. Because the light draws eternity. The light draws in the eternal things. Now, there's going to be stuff that the light's going to bring in. But we have the choice to let it go or turn it off. You see where I'm coming from. You can make those choices. It doesn't mean like you don't have to. Most of the time, the things that come in, we end up giving them away. Has anyone ever had anything given to them or drawn to them or obtained and you gave it away? You just gave it away. Here, it's for you. You know that was an eternal thing that you gave away? You didn't sell it. You didn't do anything. You gave it away. You gave an eternal peace to someone. That's good. That's good. That's like sowing and reaping. So keep doing it. Okay? Because when you gave something eternal away, I'm going to tell you right now, something bigger and better eternal is coming. Because it's only the light that allows you to give it away. You know, Pastor Sam spoke about something about being filled. And when you're filled, you're able to serve. That part of that serving is giving too. You serve needs, you give. You give yourself or you give monetarily or whatever it might be. You give. But you can't give unless you're filled. And to be filled is to have that light shining bright. How to get the light bright? Follow this. We're trying to make this gospel as simple as possible so that everyone can follow it. The world, the mind, the thoughts that are negative, that brings itself above the knowledge of God, is no good. Throw it away. Cast it down. And then try to find yourself. Try to find what's really inside. Be honest. Like Pastor Sam said, trust God. Have faith. Because when you trust God, It allows you to find yourself. There's a lot of things that are inside of us that we try to push away because we walk in fear. But that perfect love casts out fear, and God is love. And it all makes a full circle. It's not difficult if we understand what it is. And our job is to explain what it is. I thank God for the mysteries. I thank God that He is giving me the mysteries of heaven so that now I can pray this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think some of us pray it and don't even know what they're praying. I want what's on earth as it is in heaven. And where's the heaven? Not out there. Right here. Right inside me. Right inside me. It's a mystery, but it's true. It's a mystery, but it's life. It's real. In the beginning, a person thinks they're this and this, totally lost in the world, constantly in their head. And, you know, I thank God for the media and all that other stuff, because I used to listen to a radio station that played this one song. Always look on the bright side of life. And I'll tell you what, it helped me try to change the way I thought. You know, and as I was going through my torments, I would say, I'm trying to look at the bright side of life. But it's difficult when you're empowered by those thoughts all the time. There's no bright side of life. And then you smash the radio. But there is. We just have to understand what it is. It's not you. It's thoughts. And these thoughts come in. And the negative thoughts are bad. One thing I will say, to help you let your light shine, try to be as humble as possible, knowing that every gift is from above. If you take your life for granted, I'm going to tell you, God has a way of whacking us at the knees. You will lose something that is meaningful to you. I will tell you this. It will happen. What I would like to embrace in this message is know that God is a very loving God. A very loving God. But at the same time, the pride of life, and we don't look at the gifts that are from Him, and we take for granted, He has a way of cracking us. He does. So if we can instill the fear of the Lord along with His unconditional love in our lives, and walk in that humility, and let that light shine, your life will be blessed for eternity. And when I say eternity, I mean eternity. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Sam if he would close. Because of Father's Day, I know we probably, everyone has things to do, and I think we brought the message that we needed to bring today for us to move forward. And if there's anyone out there that just needs help trying to infiltrate the thoughts that exalts itself over our heart, I'd be more than happy. Any of us pastors would be more than happy to sit down and just minister to you and kind of ask you this simple question. Where did you get the thought? And who told you? So, knowing that, it's like I just ministered to you already. Where did you get the thought, and where did it come from?
That's discerning the heart's intents of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Exactly right.
They set the sword, which is the word of God, that divide the heart from the soul from the spirit, to divide the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yep.
That's what he said.
And so, moving forward, before you knock on our door, before you come for counsel, because I've had people come for counsel just so that they can vent. And when I asked them questions, they just didn't even want to hear it or think about it. So before you do knock on the door, ask yourself this. Where did you get the thought? Where did it come from? And why are you believing it? That's what I want to say. That's what I want to end this today with. And I'm going to pass it on to Pastor Sam. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen.
That's huge. What he just said. It's life. What he said earlier just blew my mind. He said, you know, the old scripture, on earth as it is in heaven. We all were thinking, on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven, here, inside of you, that's heaven. And the desire is for that to become on earth what's in you. Personal. It's your own heaven that God put inside of every one of us. We all have our own path of heaven. Righteousness, peace, joy, contentment. All those things. And on earth as it is in heaven, that's... just keep saying that to yourself and realize what you're saying. Because there's where heaven is. On earth as it is in here. You know, real quick, about desires. You know, I one time had my brother fixing his house one day. And I knew he was doing it. And I had to work on Saturday and... there's no way in heck I was going to go over and help him out. There's just no way. My mom came try to manipulate me. She was like, you know, you might want to go help your brother out tomorrow. I said, I'm working tomorrow. What are you, crazy? I'm not taking a day off from work to help him. He's a big boy. He's fine. So it didn't leave me. An hour later, I'm thinking about my brother and the job tomorrow. 2 hours later, my brother and the job. I'm like, Jesus, God. 5 hours later, it never left me. That's God. Yep. That's God saying, listen, follow me. If it doesn't leave you, it's God. Seriously, if it doesn't leave you, it's God. He said it yesterday to my mom and my aunt, and I caught it. So I wasn't going to go. No way in hell I was going to go to help him. There's no way. About 8 hours later, I'm saying to myself, I'm going to call out of work to go help my brother. And I called out of work and went and helped him, and it was the most incredible day of my life. Ministered to him. He was able to see who he could trust. It was a lot of things that happened, but... how many of us know that when you're told to do something, it's different than when it comes from within you? It could be the same exact thing. But the first one, you were told to do it. The second one came from inside of you, just a desire to do it. The desire to do it is fulfilling. When you're told to do it, it's never fulfilling. You're being obligated to do something. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being obligated or coming from within you. When you're filled, you're going to know what needs to be done. No one has to ask you anything. Can you help? No. No one's going to help you. You know what you got to do. You know the plans for tomorrow. As soon as you get up in the morning, you know what your plans are. You know what you got to do. It's a good life. It's the only place that is a life. You wake up and your day's planned. You wake up and you just have this total peace and saying, God, let's go. Wherever you want to go today, I'm open. We can't have an agenda. We can't have structure to the point where I can't deviate from my pattern or I'm all messed up. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. And we have to keep our day and our nights and our plans open. If you have plans to do something and they get changed, who cares? We got to stop being so stuck on this crap. It's insane. We put ourselves in this bondage of patterns and we follow them. And when we break the pattern, we're all messed up. Instead, God says, listen, I'm like the wind. No one knows where I come from and no one knows where I'm blowing. Be like the wind. Don't be all set up in your regimen. Don't be all set up in your patterns where you're stuck doing it and that's it. Be open to the plan of God because you never know if that plan will open a door for you to get another job or a business or whatever. You don't know what God's doing, so be open. If it doesn't leave you 3 or 4 times that day, it's God saying, yo, I'm trying to talk to you here, but if it leaves, let it go. If it doesn't, now you got to watch it, make sure it's not your own guilt. But it should come with peace. You know what happens? All of a sudden, I started thinking to myself, you know what? It would be really nice if I would help my brother tomorrow. From the beginning, I was like, no way am I helping him. Then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? It'd be probably kind of be good if I helped him tomorrow. And then the next thing you know, I'm like, you know, I really want to go help him out. I really want to go help him. I really want to. The desire is now there. And I'm excited about helping him. And I went the next day, and I was excited, and I was filled, and I had this energy to help him. But if I was told to do it, what time are we leaving? What time's lunch? I'm out of here. Amen? So next Wednesday night's going to be... The next Wednesday is going to be second week of July will be the next Wednesday night. We'll announce it next. We'll announce it every Sunday so everybody knows when to tune back in. But those Wednesday nights are pretty awesome. I got to admit, this past Wednesday was really powerful. If you can get on the message and listen to the last Wednesday's message, it's a very powerful message to listen to. So just listen. July 11th. So keep listening to these messages over and over. And remember, we know the brain. We know the thoughts and intents of the brain. We don't know the thoughts and intents of our heart yet. And that's where salvation comes. That's where eternal life comes from. Amen. So let's start focusing on that. Listen to these CDs and get them into us so we can build a foundation of the heart and the love of God. Amen. So have a great week, guys. And we'll see you next Sunday.